Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. I've got two powerful, amazing, brilliant, actually, women, PhD women, with me here today. And number one is Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hey, great. Great to be here today, and great to be here with you both.
Yeah, and Dr. Alice Benton.
It's a thrill for me to be here with you, too. And hi, everybody listening.
I don't think we've ever done the program, the three of us together, as I recall. But maybe we have, but yeah.
That's right. That's right. Because I think the last time we were on, it was Larry. You were gone. Yep. We always miss you, Steve. Mm-hmm. You're hub, right? We're like an Oreo cookie today, and you're the cream on the inside.
Yeah, well, there you are. They do try to limit the amount of power that's on the program at one time, but today they slipped. You guys are there. It's a good thing. Anyway, if you want to join us on the program, we're going to be doing this for 3 hours, and sometimes people can't get through in the first hour, second or third, you might be able to do that. And so you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And I'm going to start the program, and when we go to the break, after the break, we will go right to a call. But I want to tell everybody that we are doing, on May the 20th in Leesburg, Virginia, we're doing this wonderful life recovery conference, and it starts at 9, it ends at 5, and you can find out about it at liferecoverygroups.com, or you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, we all struggle. There's not one person that has not had a major struggle. Mm-hmm. And if you are not aware of any major struggle that you've had, well, then that's the struggle right there. You got to wake up. It's real life here. And so we want to help you with that. And what Life Recovery does, it helps you find the path and the process that has worked for so many people. We all eat food, and I kind of liken when folks deal with their struggles, I liken getting the counseling and therapy from a Christian counselor or therapist as the food. But we don't just eat food if we want to stay healthy. We get supplements. And I see a 12-step program like Life Recovery as a really powerful supplement to the food that you would get in a counseling or therapy session. But also, when you don't have the counseling or the therapy available, can't afford it, it's not there in your area, whatever, the 12-step program pretty delicious food, and sometimes it's a little hard for folks to swallow, but when you do, the nourishment to your soul is so powerful. So come join us if you have ever wondered about 12-step work, if you run a group, if you're in a 12-step program. I think this is going to be an enlightening Saturday on the 20th in Leesburg, Virginia. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to Life Recovery Groups.com. And any of you, even if you're not going to the conference, you know, Reba at 1-800-NEW-LIFE will help you start a group, manage a group, develop a group, get materials at less cost. She does all that. That's Reba at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, right now, we'll take that break. We'll come back, 1-800-229-3000. We think it's a great day for new life, and so often we walk in the darkness, as it says in the wonderful book of Ephesians, but we've been called to the light. We've been called to literally be examples to the world of God's mercy and grace. Are you an example of that today? I hope so. I really do. So be an example. Be a great one. honor God with everything you do. We'll try to do that here when we come back after this brief message. You're listening to New Life Live.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here, and I want to invite you to the 2017 New Life Recovery Conference. The theme is Recovery of the Soul. It's May 20th in Leesburg, Virginia, at Leesburg Community Church. You will love this conference if you're a life recovery group leader, if you're a person in recovery, or you're just interested in these biblically based 12 steps. We're going to talk about the neglect of the soul, God, not me, God's love in recovery. We're going to talk about grace over shame and the role of family and intervention. We're going to help you discover how to launch a life recovery group. We're going to help you create a ministry. But more than anything, we're going to help you restore your soul through recovery. Come join us. It's the New Life Recovery Conference, May 20th in Leesburg, Virginia. To sign up, go to liferecoverygroups.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton, who is probably our newest person here, but we're really thankful that she's on. And I think once we're finished talking with Debbie from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD, she'll be grateful that Alice is on with Dr. Sherry. Hi there, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My
what's going on?
My question is, I have a stepdaughter, 37 years old, who separated from her husband about 6 months ago. And her reason for separating was that her husband had a porn addiction and also some other things. She felt like he had lack of ambition and et cetera, et cetera. Well, her husband has since gone to Every Man's Battle, but we found out that she has had two affairs. And she's not aware that we know about these affairs. They have both happened within the last 2 years. She's not divorced. The current affair is ongoing, and she has lied to us about her relationship with this guy. And we're wondering, what can we say to her? How can we confront her? How can we get some help for her?
Okay. Well, let's see if either Alice or Sherry have an idea of what is the approach that provides the most likely good outcome that she would, you know, say, okay, I need to get some help. I mean, that's what you're going for. It's unlikely.
Exactly.
But Alice, Sherry, what do you think would be something that might be the best approach?
Well, I think one of the probably most obvious things that's going on, Debbie, is really they're both dealing with underlying intimacy issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So they're not connecting in their marriage. Both of them are filling that space with something to keep something in between them. With the husband, it's the pornography. It's actually keeping him outside of an intimate relationship with her. You can't be intimate with somebody and acting out with someone or porn at the same time. And she's doing the same.
Right.
So the fact is they both have secrets and they both have fears of getting close. And they're both disconnected in a really unhealthy way. So yeah. How did you find out about her affairs?
Okay. Her husband that she separated from told us that about a year and a half or 2 years ago, he actually walked in on her in a sexual situation with a man who was a boarder at their house, who they were allowing to stay with them. Okay, so that's one. That guy eventually moved out. And then almost immediately after she and her husband separated, she started spending time with this other man. And she knew that we were aware of that, but she told us when her dad questioned her about it. Oh, we're just friends. However, they were doing a lot of things that just friends would not do. And one of them was she lied to us. She told us she was going on a trip with a friend from her church. And we subsequently found out it was not with a friend from her church. It was with this man. And she went away on a vacation to an exotic locale. And
yeah, well, that's what people in affairs do. They lie to everybody.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So
exactly.
I think what that's called is discovery. It's not hearsay. You have some facts about her being discovered
right.
and found out.
Exactly. So, and she doesn't know that we know any of this.
Well, you know what? I think it's time. I think it's time for you to have a very loving and honest conversation and to have you sit down and disclose to her your discovery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when she, in the moment, if she tries to push back and tries to lie about it, you can just sit there, you know, in a very calm and loving way and say, we know that's not true. We love
okay.
you. We want to help you. But when you are dishonest with us, it doesn't help us even connect with you well.
Right.
And so sometimes people don't think you know until you actually know. And so
right.
having a loving disclosure where you actually talk about it is a beginning step for figuring out
mm-hmm.
what to do with her heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alice, anything you want to weigh in on this very, very important issue of confronting somebody with the truth?
Debbie, I have a few questions for you. Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
Is your daughter a believer, your stepdaughter a believer, and does she have any children?
She does claim to be a believer. She has been active in a church, although that seems to have maybe lessened in recent months because she was involved in a small group, and that small group kind of disbanded. So now she doesn't really have any, I don't think, community that she's involved in.
Okay. And she claims
yes,
to be a believer, you said. Okay. And yes, with
does.
Children?
She would, mm-hmm. yes. She does have children, and that's another interesting point because my husband and I have wondered if she may have a sexual addiction because she had a baby at 17 with one father, quickly moved to a different relationship, had another baby out of wedlock at 20. Then she married this man who has been married to for 9 going on 10 years now. And then we became aware of these two affairs during this marriage. And so we're thinking, there's a pattern here, maybe.
So I want to support what Sherry said, especially with this additional information that you have grandchildren that you're concerned about, and you're approaching
yes.
her not only as a stepdaughter, but as a fellow believer, and that we're called
that's right.
to bring each other back as much as we can, to at least
yes.
direct each other back to the truth and the path. So I would just ask you to consider between you and your husband, because your husband is her father and you're her stepmother.
That's right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which one of you she has a better relationship with and might be slightly more open to hearing this truth from?
Mm-hmm. What? I would definitely say her dad.
Okay. And would
closer to him.
Would
yes.
your husband be willing to take the lead on this conversation?
Yes, he would. Yes.
Okay.
And we've talked about doing this, but didn't really know how to go about it, I guess. And
okay.
if she, yeah. And then if she were receptive at all,
where to have
what
her go.
What to have her do?
What I'm hearing are the breadcrumbs of a sex, love, and relationship addiction. So a lot
yes.
of times when there is a wounding in somebody's heart, sometimes it's about filling that love void in their life, and they do it through mm-hmm. multiple relationships. So Steve opened the show today talking about 12-step programs and the importance of them, and there are actually 12-step groups for love, sex, and relationship addicts. It's different than
okay.
sex addiction. There
okay.
is the love, sex, and relationship addiction groups really are for an additional part of really looking for love in all the wrong places and then not knowing how to connect. They don't feel lovable. They don't feel like they deserve to be connected to. They feel worthy of rejection. So
yeah.
those are things that need to be confronted.
Okay, let me wrap this up for you, Debbie. And I got to tell you, I think any time when you're talking to someone starting with a little bit of self-disclosure that eliminates you looking like or it feeling like that you've got it all together and she doesn't. But to be able to say, you know, look, I've made these mistakes or I've done these kinds of things, and I got to tell you, I want to talk to you about some mistakes that we're aware of. But I have not been immune to mistakes either. And I just think being self-revealing, being humble, being sure that she knows the motive mm-hmm. is not shame. The motive is healing, restoration. Those kinds of things are really, really important. So I hope that's helpful to you. I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I think that will be a great little book for her. You can give it to her. And I hope and pray that something we've said will help you and or your husband to make that that great intervention. And I like to call it a conversation before it's a confrontation. You know, if we can just talk versus it feeling like a big confrontation, I think that's always preferable. Anyway, if you want to join us on the program, it is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number. And I mentioned our Life Recovery Conference on May the 20th. We've got Every Man's Battle on June the 9th. And I'll tell you, it can change everything. People have continued to contact us and say they're alive today because of that particular workshop. It's unbelievable. Call us. Most of the time, it's a woman who calls first. So, you know, you might want to give us a phone call as a woman who's connected to somebody with a sexual addiction or a sexual integrity problem. Let's go to Steve from Denton, Texas. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Yeah. What's going on in Denton, Texas today?
Not a lot. I just had a question. I'll spare the details for now just to try to get to the point. But as a rule, is God always opposed to divorce and splitting families? Is that always the devil's job, or are there times where that might be what he's trying to get you to do?
There are situations where Jesus tells us that divorce is called for. And, of course, God had a little divorce there with Israel. So, but those are very specific situations. Now, you tell us about the situation you're talking about.
We've always had a pretty terrible marriage. We've been married for 7 years, but what complicated things was having three children pretty much right off the bat. And it all came to a head kind of last year. My wife had decided she had enough, and she actually tried to commit suicide. And we tried to work through that, and then we were separated, and she had an affair, and that just made things worse. And this is all while having three kids. And I did everything I could. We made amends, and we actually were back together, and all that. I mean, all that was something that I had just decided that I could forgive. But it's the other stuff. It just seems like something is thrown at us around every corner. So you get over and now it's...
Okay, well, let me ask you this. First of all, what did she do after she had the affair other than stop it? And secondly, what have the two of you done to fix the problem that resulted in an affair and you being miserable and you guys being disconnected? What did she do? Did she do anything? Did she get counseling? Did she go to a support group? Well, anything like that?
Yeah, we actually, the two of us, went to pretty in-depth counseling at church, and it was okay. For months.
And did she make progress there, and did you make progress? I mean, it's sounding like you didn't.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's just, and I could go into kind of what's going on now is, so obviously no progress was really made, but then...
Yeah.
So, Steve, let me ask you a question. Has anybody assessed your wife for something more? Because when you're telling us what's going on, I'm already wondering about things like bipolar disorder or kind of reactivity issues based on her history. And as much as I love our church, and oftentimes we can get a lot of help, sometimes when there's a brain chemistry issue, when there's something that's more difficult, without the assessment, somebody can kind of run amok in their life, and they don't really get the help they need. Has she been assessed? And anybody considered bipolar?
She's not going to the psychiatrist anymore, but she's on medicine for it's just.
All right, hold on. We'll get back to you right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Sherry Keffer, and we're talking with Steve there, and his wife has really been in trouble and has had an affair, and they just are not doing well with the counseling that they've gotten at church. She's on medication.
So I always say, Steve, we've got Steve here. Let me give you one recommendation. So I always say if somebody isn't compliant and they're not getting traction with what's happening in the counseling they're getting, the bottom line is you need a higher level of care. I would imagine there might be something in her that wants to stay with you, Steve, and stay with her kids. But I would actually call you up, Steve, to get her into an inpatient treatment. She's non-compliant, not taking her meds. She needs to be hemmed in somewhere for a minimum of 30 days so she can start to face her acting out behavior. And so that would be my recommendation, is I would up the scales for your kid's sake and see if you can get her into inpatient.
I think it's a good suggestion. Well, Alice, anything you want to add here?
Well, Steve, I want to circle back to your original question to just add to what our Steve here said that God does permit divorce, but he also hates divorce. And there are some signs of hope with your wife that she was willing to engage in the counseling. And so it seems like there are still options to try. For the sake of your children and for the sake of the marriage, because there has been some progress made, I would just ask you to take Sherry's advice to try a little more of the options that are available that we know can work for people like your wife. But I would also differentiate between forgiving, reconciling, and trusting, and that the trust should really only come with sustained changes in behavior that you see from your wife. And so to ask and expect more from her for the sake of the marriage and the sake of the children is a good and right thing to do. So we want to encourage you, because your burden sounds incredibly heavy with what you have gone through.
No kidding.
Our hearts go out to you, Steve.
Yeah, and there's tremendous hope, Steve, but you have to be sure you're getting the level of care that is equal to the depth or the complexity of the problem.
Okay.
And so I just want to encourage you to do more, do different. One of the things that we could do is we could try to get you into our intimacy intensive, which has literally changed the lives of hundreds of people that didn't even want to talk to each other. and so I'm going to tell you about that. I also just want to tell you that I admire you greatly for hanging in there with her this long. It is quite common for a man to just walk away. But she's going to have to step up here, and she's going to have to do her part. And I pray God's strength for you. I pray God's mercy for you. And I really honor you for the kind of perseverance that you've displayed here. And I know that you've done the right thing. Now you just need to up the ante a little bit, maybe find some additional help. A woman like that really does need to be under the care of a psychiatrist, needs to be seeing a licensed clinical therapist, and needs to be in a support group where she can align with some other women struggling in the same way. You put all that together, and it can be pretty powerful. And then you go to a support group to strengthen you and to comfort you and to help you. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us here on the program, we would love to have you. And I'm going to send him the Mediterranean Love Plan. My wife and I wrote it, and I have not had a book with this kind of reviews. It really does tell you how to restore the romance, the passion, and how to sustain it in a marriage. Too many marriages are a result of misery. And they're not going to divorce, but they're married and they're miserable. This is the cure right here. You'll like it. It's got 7 different principles, and every one of those has 13 ideas that are really enjoyable to participate in. All right, let's go back to our calls, and let's talk to, well, how about we talk over here to Lee. Yep, Lee from Knoxville, Tennessee, WRJZ. Hi, Lee. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
How's it going?
I'm here. Oh, it's going all right.
Good. Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I need to ask you a question. I was listening to your show the other day, and I heard the girl say that her boyfriend would not let her bring her coffee in the car, because it was going to mess up his car or something. And that's not my son, but it sounds like my son.
Okay.
He's still in high school, but he doesn't let us. You know, I stand there, I'm getting ready to leave the house, and I'm waiting for him, and I'm just clicking the key. I have one of those keys that clicks. So I'm clicking the key, and he hates that sound. And he makes a point to tell me to quit clicking the keys. My wife will be sitting on the couch, and we're talking, and she just kind of inadvertently, you know, kind of shakes her foot, and he doesn't like that visual distraction. And
I'm curious if he likes to take the tags out of his clothing.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Are there other sensitivities that he's shown in any other way?
Not really. He just wants to have his stuff his particular way, it seems like. Not necessarily that he just seems to want his stuff in this particular way. He likes his room. We can come in his room, but he doesn't like us to. He shows us or indicates that, you know, his stuff is his stuff, and You know,
okay.
As we,
all right.
Come in the room. Don't touch it.
I got two. Well, I've got two PhDs here. They're going to help you with this. They're going to help you with this. Okay. I don't know what you said there. You went off, but we'll find out what you don't want him to be. But you know, the thing that's so amazing is talking rarely does it. Affection, love, connection, those are the things that seem to make it work.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about tv.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And Lee, you left us with a cliffhanger there. You were about to say something, and as you said it, you faded out. What is it that you don't want him to become?
The guy that would not let his girlfriend in the car with her coffee.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see what these two PhDs who've studied for so many years and read and experienced, what they think about a teenager who's sensitive in those areas. What do you guys think? What are you hearing? What might this be?
Well, Steve, it makes me think of a question for you, Lee. I also have a son who is very sensitive to particular things, and it can be incredibly annoying for me and his father. And I wonder what emotion it elicits in you that your son asks you and your wife to stop these small, repetitive behaviors.
I get a little irritated. I think sometimes my wife might get a little more irritated. I don't know. I don't have a scale to say where one of us is more irritated than the other, but I think both of us get a little irritated with the questions or with the please stop. You know.
Mm-hmm. And what is your question for us about his behavior?
Well, mostly I just wanted to know, what could I tell him? How can I advise him to redirect him?
Sure.
It's mostly what I want. That's my question. How do I redirect?
Well, I'd like to give you a couple strategies, because I think we have to be cautious with what it elicits in us as parents, because my husband and I also want to tell our son, just stop, settle down, it's not that big of a deal. But for some reason, it is a big deal for our son, and it sounds like these little things are a big deal for your son. We were talking in the break about children that are more highly sensitive than the norm. And what seems to us to be something so small to them can be incredibly impactful. So two things I'd ask you to consider is, at a time when your son is not engaging in this, he's not asking you to stop clicking, to ask him about it, to say, what is that like for you? The other day you asked me to stop clicking. What do you feel? What's that like for you when I'm doing that or mom is shaking her foot? To invite him into conversation, to get into his experience first. That tends to help open things up and to help him identify his feelings about it. If we just say, as my husband and I can be prone to do, just stop it, come on, then we can cut off what may be more important lined underneath the behavior. One other thing I would suggest, there's a technique called grounding, which is something that's taught in therapy. It's pretty simple. It's a form of distraction, proactive distraction, as you mentioned, to help a person settle their emotions down during a distressing situation. And a couple simple examples can be to teach your son when something is happening that he can't ask to stop or it's out of his control, to look around the room and name objects in the room, name colors in the room, slow his breathing down. And you can even look up some of these videos on our New Life videos. We have some grounding and some relaxation videos that you could take a look at.
Okay.
So,
Sherry, anything you want to...
Yeah, I have a quick question. Which one of you, between you and your wife, are either the nurse or the accountant or somebody that deals with details? Who is more detailed of the two of you?
Probably my wife.
Okay. What does she do? Is she a stay-at-home mom or is she working?
Yes.
Okay, but she's highly detailed. Like, she likes her cups in the cupboard a certain way, or she likes laundry a certain way, and those kind of details, right?
Yeah, within some reason. She's okay. Not over the top with it, but yeah.
Well, so I think part of this is genetic. Because just like your noses and elbows and knees are similar to your kids, guess what? Your son has been gifted probably with more of her brain type. What I'm hearing are signs that come up with somebody that might have an overactive cingulate gyrus, which is the gear shifter of the brain. It's the part of the brain that focuses and can get over-focused. It's actually in the anxiety disorder category. So if I was to take my fingernails and scratch a chalkboard, what would you probably do with my fingernails? Would you kind of feel the hair on the back of your neck go up?
I don't think I would.
Okay.
I've heard that before, but I don't think that would bother me.
Well, maybe your wife would. So most of us have some tolerance for noises like that. If I was to take your son's brain out of his head and put it in your brain, you know what you'd start doing? You'd start telling me to stop clicking my pencil or moving my feet. His brain is actually on really high. It's much higher than yours. And so that may be why you have a hard time understanding the irritation, because it's different. So if you try to change him, you know what he's going to grow up believing?
What's that?
I'm not okay.
Okay.
I'm not good enough. Something's wrong with me. I think if you begin to look at it as more of a brain issue and more of an anxiety issue, and figure out what he needs to maybe help calm his brain, look into things that maybe people with OCD have to take a look at, I think it might help you guys and help him not pick up a label of being negative for the fact that his brain is a certain way.
And don't underestimate the possibility that, you know, internally he's very anxious. And so anything like that just increases his anxiety level, and he needs to find ways, as Alice was saying there, to settle himself down, calm himself down, because the world is not going to respond to him. It's going to be noisy and it's going to be distracting. So I'm really glad you're in there with him and you're trying to find the solution. I think that's great.
Neurobiofeedback might be a way, mm-hmm. right? Neurobiofeedback might be something you might try.
I'll send you Mylon and Kay's book, How We Love Our Kids. I think you'll like that. It'll help you there. Right now, I want to play a clip from tv.newlife.com. Alice, you did this, and it's all about a way of dealing with anxiety. Listen to this. Okay, well, maybe we're not going to listen to that. But anyway, there is a great clip at tv.newlife.com, and maybe we'll play it later. But if you are interested in life-changing teaching in 5, 10, 15-minute snippets and things you can share with others, tv.newlife.com. You go there and you'll get some time absolutely free. And, boy, people have really talked about how effective it can be. Let's go to Joe from Livonia, Michigan. And I would love to say Livonia a few times, so like it that you live in Livonia. Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Doing okay? Hey, yeah. How you doing, Joe?
Pretty good. I want to set the stage briefly for this question. I met a woman in October 2014. She had lost her husband 8 months before. Now, within a few months, we found out we were just perfect for each other. And I'm 62, so I have some experience in love. That following month, I told her that I loved her and I wanted to spend my life with her. And she pushed me away. Picked up a piece of, something in a bar, and he lied to her, and it's been the most horrible thing I've ever been through. I've researched it for a couple years, and she does have borderline with overlapping narcissism, which means that she doesn't compute things in her head the way normal people do. She has absolutely no empathy. So when it comes to, I can't go into the whole story because it's a radio program, but
yeah. So what's the question for us? Because what can you expect God to do here?
It's like the one thing we agree on is all others will just be second best.
Other than the two of you together?
She blames me completely. I suffer from PTSD because of this. It's that horrible.
Yeah.
Now that this man's finally gone, she blames me because she's seen the damage it's done to me. And there's been a lot of there's been a lot of unexplained things happen too.
Well, let's start with Sherry. Sherry, what do you think about this? He wants to know what he can expect from God. That's his question. And how do you want to approach this?
Well, Joe, I wish we had a couple hours and a cup of coffee because I would love to get to know your heart a bit. So I bet you really love how in the beginning, how she really probably looked up to you, admired you, respected you, maybe even idealized you.
But as soon as I gave her my heart.
I know. And so that piece has somewhat seduced you. But probably even more than that, I think that you have an idealized picture in your mind of what you're looking for. And I think that's why you want God to do something. Instead, well, go ahead.
I don't know if I have an idealized picture or not. We both were damaged as children, but
I get
worse
it.
Than me.
Oh, I get it. But
there's just something so perfect about it.
Well, but that's some of your idealized love. That's some of your wish to fill in something that wasn't so perfect. And as much as you're pointing at her as the issue and having the problem today, I really want to talk about you. I want to talk about
your heart. Help you with this. We can help you with this. We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and Joe has quite a combination in the person he loves. Narcissism and borderline. So we want to help him. Sherry said, hey, it might not be her problem. I want to talk to you about yours. Sherry, go for it.
Well, I think that she does have her issues. But Joe, when you started, you talked about that you guys were perfect for each other and that you were experienced in love and that you wanted God to do something to kind of fix the situation. So my thought with you was already that I think that you have grown up in a home where you were not seen, that you were not known, that you were not loved like you should have been.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I already know all of that, though.
Yeah, okay, but what's...
I mean, I understand that part.
I get it, but you know what you're in love with? You're in love with her admiration of you, and your love...
Let me stop you right there. That's not the case.
Okay, well,
can
she...
I want to shorten my question. And I understand God and spirituality, as well as most Christians do. Should I simply assume that he's saying no? Or could there be a bigger picture here? Could he really be working in this woman's life?
So my question to you, it may not be where you want to go, Joe, but I am really trying to talk about your heart here.
Okay, I'm not going to let go of this woman, so that's not an option.
And you're not going to let go of her because?
No, I am never going to let go because it's too perfect. There's something that seems like God's at work here. I just want some more insight.
So
what is perfect about being blamed? What is perfect about being blamed for her problem? I'm having a hard time understanding.
Well, that part isn't.
Okay.
There is an aspect between our compatibility, and other than this thing that she did, that she can't overcome because of her disorder. How can...
I don't know.
Well, Joe, I want to say no.
I want to say no, Joe, because you know the book on this. One of the great books on this is "I Hate You, Don't Leave Me."
I'm halfway through it.
It's a gut ripping kind of experience when you're in a relationship with someone like this. And this is what I said off the air. The amazingly seductive part of her is fascinating and wonderful to you. And then the mean part taps into your shame, and you kind of feel like you're getting what you deserve. And so you're not ever going
to
leave.
No, I do not feel like I'm getting what I deserve. That's absolutely
okay.
Not true.
So,
and the reason you wouldn't walk away from this is what?
Because I know once, if God works in her life and fixes it, we'll be happy. If we can get over this, I just need God to work with her. There is another aspect of concern. She's gone to mediums, and demonology is one thing I have researched for a couple of years as well.
So and you're a believer.
So let me tell you this, Joe. I think that you have a suit of armor and that you are wanting to be her hero. The problem is you can't save her. And I know you don't want to hear that from me, but I think what's going to happen is because you can't save her, you might actually hurt her, and she might hurt you more. because you're already looking at the things that you don't like about her. There's already these bad things. And what I'm trying to say is both of your woundedness is interacting with each other, and you're going to hurt each other more if you don't get deeper help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I wish we had more time. I got to find this little book Dave Stoop and I wrote, When Someone You Love Is Someone You Hate. It's just painful for me when someone is not willing to see that, hey, if this is meant to be, she needs to go get help, and we need to meet up in a year or 2 years and see if there's any progress. But I'll tell you, it's a rough row. And God loves her and cares about her, but this is a very disordered disorder.
And he needs to go. He needs to go get help as much as she does, really, because he's got this idealized view of life and her, and it's gonna come down. It creates what's called a good bad split, and they'll be good bad splitting each other all along their marriage.
He should Google, I Married a Borderline. Now, I've got to play this clip that we didn't play earlier, so let's play that clip from TV.NewLife.com.
You're going to need two little pieces of paper. I used Post-it notes. And on one Post-it note, I want you to write, you can just start with one, write one thing that's stressing you. One nagging thought that keeps going through your mind. On mine, I wrote, I have some stress about work, some stress about acquiring new patients, and stress about not having exercised recently. Those things are bothering me, and I keep thinking about them. So write your negative thoughts down. Just by writing it down, that first step, it's beginning to capture the thought because it's identifying what's going through our mind. We become aware of what our thoughts are. And by putting them on paper, we begin taking them out of our mind, taking them out of that obsessive circular pattern, and we write them down. We start to gain control even just by that first step. We don't have to write down everything that's stressing us out, just one to three things. And then what we're going to do is slow our breathing down. It should always be a part of managing our anxiety. And then I will begin guiding you through the images that I want you to bring to mind as we do this prayer.
Well, it's called Taking Every Thought Captive, and it's just one of the great programs that are there at tv.newlife.com. Go there and get some free time. I think you'll love it. I mentioned the Life Recovery Conference, May 20th. We've got Every Man's Battle, June the 9th. Restore Hope for a Woman's Heart, July the 14th. These intensives are life-changing. It could be the summer of a lifetime if you will be willing to attend. If you can help us, we will send you a gift of any amount. We'll send you Regret-Free Living, how to take the things of your life that are troublesome and turn them into something that actually seem like they're meant to be, and then how to avoid those regrets also. We would love for you to support this ministry so that we can do what we love to do. Save lives, transform lives, connect with people who really need some redemptive relationship. That's what we're all about. Club New Life is a great way to support us. $30 a month is all it takes, and I am always overwhelmed with joy and awe of people in their meager circumstances who decide $30 a month is not too much to enjoy New Life with. And so thank you to all of you who sacrifice to give that $30 a month. It's called Club New Life. And we will send you the devotional, the 365-day devotional from Take Your Life Back. It's the best devotional Dave and I have done. I think you'll really like it. We love you, and we care about you, and we want to help you. But you have to make a move. If we're going to help you, of course, you have to be the one that calls us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you. Or it's the same number if you want to help us, or you can go to newlife.com. And if you're interested in life recovery groups or the conference, you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, or you can go to liferecoverygroups.com. Now, we're going to be sitting here in the studio, and we're going to be talking. We'd like to be talking to you. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. We would love to connect with you. Call us the next couple of hours. Hey, have a great day today. Show somebody Jesus in the way that you love them, listen to them, care for them. And we're going to see you here next time on New Life Live. Thanks. And thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Alice. Really appreciate you being here. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.